I mentioned yesterday the Chiddush of a Menashe Me'ilya that says that when it comes to the Meleches Havara, even though a person needs to be chayev only through his koyach, but if the ruach is mesayatoi, if the wind helps him, that's considered that he did the Meis Havara too. Just like we find Zoyre v'ruach mesayatoi, when a person does a Meleches Boirer, he takes the Zoyre, he takes the shafts and the kernels, and he separates them, ayidei the ruach. He takes it and he throws it up into the air, so the ruach can be misayeya in melechas zoira. So we see ruach doesn't shter me, that is considered my ma'aseh melocha. So hu adin, when a person is zoirek, talad amas, b'shus rabim, and the spittle, he spits, only be'etzim would go 3 amas. But being that the ruach is misayeya, it's considered his ma'aseh, in the ma'aseh avara. And that's how he learns the Yerushalmi that's brought down in the Ramah and Shin Yutes, that a person shouldn't spit on Shabbos. He says it doesn't mean you shouldn't spit because of Zaira. Not because of Zaira. Dr. Menashe Me'ilya, the Pshat in Yerushalmi is, Mibi Halacha brings this, is not because of Melechas Zaira, because Zaira is only Psalis Mitachoychel. But rather it means the Melechas Havoga, your Chayev Aydei Ruach too, even though it's Mesayayayu, just like by Melechas Bura, the Ruach could be Mesayayayu. And based on that, it's understandable, like we said yesterday, the Gemara says on Kuf Aleph that you can. It's considered a Maisa. What did you say? Maybe you want it together with the Ruach. Maybe you had in mind with the Ruach too. It's a windy day. So it's even though you didn't do the Maisa, but I didn't do it. Mitzad me, it'll only go over here. So the Ruach can be Messiah you. When you take the burr and you throw it up into the air, you know the Ruach is going to help you. Yes, you have to say, you have to say that your intent is to that it should travel for b'siyuah de ruach. Otherwise, I wanted to go 3. But vice versa, it's a windy day. You know it, even though I didn't do the ma'isa. So hu adin, the Gemara says later on, the Mishnah says, when you zorek chutz the dalet, and then it comes back to b'toich dalet, you're chayev. So the Gemara says, noch agave mashu, or Achaste haruach. Fregen d'achroinim, achaste haruach is the ma'isa hanocha. You have to do the ma'isa hanocha. If the wind holds up the beach ball in midair after 4 amas, and then it comes back and it lands by 3 amas, where's the ma'isa hanocha mitzad you? Achaste haruach is not you. So according to the Menashe Me'ilya, the ruach can be misayeyo even in the ma'isa hanocha. Koskin in the ma'isa hanocha. If it can be misayeyo in the ma'isa avora, which is the cheft of the malocha of avora, like Abchaim says, Havara, the Ikam Malacha is the Mavir, and Akir and Anocha is only a Tanai in the Havara, so if it helps in the Havara, so for sure in the Tanai in the Maisa Anocha, Achas Teruach is called the Maisa Anocha. That's the Chiddush according to Menashe Me'ilya. The question is, Tosis says on the Avtzadi Tes Omid Bey, so Chazon Yecheskel, other Achoinim, the Mishmur brings this to be Halacha, and he says, V'hunochoin, and he likes the Svara very well, and that's the Pshat in the Yerushalmi. But the other Achoinim say, maybe that's what you're alluding to, that by Zoyra, that's the derech to use the wind. When you're Zoyra all day, when you borrow, you take it and you throw it up in the wind. The wind is meant to be Zoyra and to separate the psalus from the oichel. Mashenke, when you want to be oivar, melechas havara, or hoitzah, or hanocha, the derech is not to utilize the wind. So who said over there, the ruach can be misayeh, to be mechayev you? That's what Chazon Yecheskel wants to be mechalek and say that there's a difference between Zera with the Ruach Messiah versus Havara or Hanocha. But Toises in Daf Tzarites is a Lomdish of Toises. He brings B'Shem Rabbeinu Peres. The Gemara says that if you have an Omud B'Shus Rabim, a pole that's Gvoya Yud and Roichav Dalet, and you throw from B'Shus Rabim onto the pole, V'Noch Al Gabov, so the Gemara has a sofik. Do we say that Akira was in the Shusha Yochid? That Akira was in the Shusha Rabim. That Anocha was on the pole, which is Roichav Dalet and Gvoya Yud. Is Anocha the Shusha Yochid? So you chayev, poshut? Or no? Mi amrin al Akira isa Anocha by Yisur? Or Dilma, kevon de mimokam ptur ka'asya, loy. What do you mean mimokam ptur ka'asya? So the understanding of that is because Rishus Rabim is not oila adler rakia. Rishus Rabim stops after 10 tfachim. Above that is mokam ptur. Rishus HaYochid is Oilat Rekia. So above the pole and the Omud, which is Roichav Dalet, it might be Rishus HaYochid, Ad Rekia. But in order to get on top of the pole, you have to be a drop in the Rishus Rabim above Yud, because you can't get to above Yud in over the pole unless you're and it's throwing on an angle and it's going up in the Rishus Rabim above the pole before it lands. So Ebazoi, the Suffolk in the Gemara is, came from the Mamakam Ptur Ka'asya. After all, it came from Mamakam Ptur, so maybe you should be Potter. Frektai Sakasha, what do you mean? Why should he be Potter? There's a Beferish Gemara in Davov that says, Hamoitzi Michanus Leplatio, Derech Stov is Chayev. If someone takes from a Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim and he walks through a Mokam Ptur, he's Chayev, Derech Stov. And Echadam Moishit, Vechad HaZorik. Doesn't make a difference. So why should Mechatesed going through Mokam Ptur when you're Zorik should hinder in the Melechas Akir and Anocha from Rishus Rabim to Rishus HaYochid? That's the Sakasha. Enter the Bein Apoiris, Alom Nishachilik. Zok the Bein Apoiris, the laws of gravity decided that it goes down. I threw Ba'alachsoin, I threw upwards. Now what made it decide to go down? My koyach is over when it stops going upwards. I threw Ba'alachsoin upwards. Now it's a new koyach that decides for it to go down. That new koyach on its way down took place in the Mokam Ptur. So Memela, the Mokam Ptur is a chelik of the Maisa Anocha. The Mokam Ptur is causing directly the Maisa Anocha because the laws of gravity took place in the Mokam Ptur above Yud because it's on the way down and I threw on the way up. So Memela, that's not me, that's Koichi. And Koichi from a Mokam Ptur, maybe that's a Sofak of the Gemara explains to Toysus. Maybe that's considered that the Mokam Ptur is doing the Maisa Anocha. Zok Toysus. Now it's gravity, it's a new koich that's going down. If you have a straight throw, that it doesn't go up and then down, then avad chayev. And that's Michanus Leplati Derstov, that's when it's straight, when you Zorik straight. But if it's going Ba'alachsin, and then it goes down, since the on the way down is not my direct koyach, it's a secondary koyach from a Mokam Ptur, so maybe the Mokam Ptur is a Chelik Anocha. That's his teretz. The only question is, according to the Yesoid of a Menashe Me'ilya, that says that a Ruach could be Messiah you, not just Messiah in that Maisa Avora. The Ruach can even do the Maisa Anocha. A chastoy, a ruach, is considered my maisa anocha because the ruach can be messiah and he brings a raya from Zerah by the melacha Zerah that the ruach is messiah. So over here in Toysa we see behind you not like that. Toysa says that since it's balachso and going down is not me, it's me mokam tur ka'asya, so mele it might be potter. That's Sofak Megmara because mokam tur. The chari, the svara doesn't coincide so well with this yisoid because if the yisoid is that ruach can be messiah you, so why can't the koyach that goes now, gravity from the Mokam Ptur going down, also be Meseyeh me in the Maisa Anocha? Why is it different than the Ruach HaChastoy, or that the Ruach can be Meseyeh?
Meaning, if a Ruach can be Meseyeh, so why can the secondary koyach be Meseyeh too? And why would that be a problem that would be considered me Mokam Ptur Ka'asya? Let the secondary koyach be Meseyeh, just like the Ruach can be Meseyeh. That's the aura on this Yisoid of Abnashimilia. Unless you're mechalik between a secondary koyach that's not meshech shayach to you versus a ruach, which would be considered that messiah to the person.